Mephibosheth, or The Kindness of God. Very early one morning, many years ago, I was reading the 9th chapter of 2 Samuel. After reading it once, I thought, what a strange chapter about a young man lame on both his feet. I read it again, and still I could see nothing in it. After going through it a third time, my eye rested on these words, I will surely show thee kindness for Jonathan thy father's sake. The thought suddenly flashed upon my mind, ah, there is a picture of the kindness of God through Jesus Christ. What a picture now lay before me, like some lovely landscape at the break of morn. As years have rolled on, the beauty of this picture has only, to my mind, increased. Many times have I been led to preach Christ from it, and seldom without souls being converted to God. This encourages me, in faith, to trace over this interesting portion of the Word of God with my listeners, trusting that God will use it in blessing to many souls. In this picture, then, of the kindness of God, there are two characters. Mephibosheth, the child of grace, and Ziba, the self-righteous man. The condition of Mephibosheth strikingly illustrates the state of a sinner when he is brought to God. If you turn to the 4th chapter and 4th verse of this same book, 2 Samuel, you will find he was the son of Jonathan, the son of Saul, both now dead, that he had fallen and become lame, and that since his fall he had been hid, lame on both his feet, in Lo Debar, which Hebrew word means a place of no pasture. Being of the house of Saul, the enemy of David, he concluded no doubt that David would be his enemy, and therefore hid away from his presence. How very strikingly this illustrates the condition of fallen man. No sooner had sin blinded the mind of Adam than we read, he hid himself from the presence of the Lord God amongst the trees of the garden. And is not this man's very condition to the present hour? Why is that one hurrying off to the theatre or the alehouse? Ah, he knows not God. Being at enmity with God, he concludes that God is his enemy, and he dreads his presence. The thought of going this day into the presence of God would be terrifying. Does the thought give you alarm, my listener? Ah, it is because you know not God. Perhaps you may say, I have sinned, and that makes me afraid of God. True, you have sinned.